This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Alec Murdoch convicted.
The evidence of guilt is overwhelming.
Fears persist after toxic derailment.
You can't be near the water without getting sick. You're worried about having your kids play in your yard.
Texas tornadoes.
Boom, 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 everywhere. I didn't know where to run.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It didn't take long for a South Carolina jury to come back with a verdict in a closely watched double murder case. CBS's Nikki Batiste says it brought to an end a trial about murder, financial fraud, and addiction.
Guilty, verdict. Verdict, guilty. Verdict, guilty.
Jurors came to a decision in less than 3 hours, finding Alec Murdoch guilty of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul, in addition to two counts of possessing a weapon during the commission of a violent crime.
We would make a motion for a mistrial.
Murdoch's defense attorneys asked to overturn the verdict, a move Judge Clifton Newman rejected.
The evidence of guilt is overwhelming, and I deny the motion.
Murdoch appeared stone-faced as he was escorted from the courtroom in handcuffs, pausing to look at his surviving son, Buster, who appeared to have no reaction.
Our criminal justice system worked tonight. It gave a voice to Maggie and Paul Murdoch.
Prosecutors shared their reaction.
It doesn't matter who your family is, how prominent you are. If you break the law, if you murder, then justice will be done in South Carolina.
Sentencing is set for today. Life in prison is expected. Angry residents in East Palestine, Ohio, confronted railroad officials last night at a public meeting about a month after the toxic train wreck. CBS's Roxana Sabiri reports people are concerned about contamination.
I'm stuck. No one's coming to save us.
With pleas for help.
I'm begging you, by the grace of God.
And stories of illness.
Kids vomiting, nosebleeds, numbness in their mouth, numbness in their fingers.
Around 200 residents in East Palestine directly confronted a representative of Norfolk Southern for the first time last night at a public meeting erupting with frustration and anger.
We're going to clean up the site.
No, you should have let it fight the first time.
But we are sorry, and we do care.
Yeah.
We do.
Under pressure from residents, the EPA has now ordered Norfolk Southern to test the derailment site for dioxins, toxic chemical compounds that can cause cancer.
Correspondent Janet Shamlian has more this morning on the destruction caused by tornadoes in Texas and Louisiana.
Tornado crossing the road right in front of us.
This is the moment a tornado ripped through Winnsboro, Texas last night.
We got debris in the air.
Sending splintered scraps from torn apart buildings hundreds of feet into stormy skies. A storm chaser captured another tornado as it battered the town of Picton, east of Dallas, damaging 5 homes.
Wow!
A similar sight in many communities across Texas and Louisiana.
It just was like a boom. It was on us.
Wind gusts as high as 80 miles an hour, downing power lines and plunging hundreds of thousands into the dark. And in Bulk Springs, gusts reached 70 miles per hour, destroying an Amazon hub. No one was hurt.
In Washington, the House Ethics Committee has launched an investigation into New York Republican George Santos, the man who's admitted lying about his past. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
There is a list of complaints that this House Ethics Committee is going to investigate regarding Congressman Santos. And that list includes whether Santos engaged in unlawful activity during his 2022 congressional campaign, and also if he failed to disclose properly information required on statements filed to the House of Representatives. It will also probe if he violated any federal conflict of interest laws, and it will look into an accusation that he engaged in sexual misconduct towards an individual seeking employment in his congressional office. Santos has responded on Twitter, saying he is fully cooperating with the Ethics Committee and he will have no further comment.
Overseas, CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has details on new military drills in Ukraine near the border with Belarus, a key ally of Russia.
These drills on the Northern Front follow warnings the Kremlin is planning a renewed offensive in the spring. But in Ukraine's east, the fighting is only intensifying, with the town of Bakhmut now nearly all under Russia's control, making protecting the north an even higher priority.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Justice Department says former President Trump can be sued by injured Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the 2021 insurrection. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says Trump's attorneys argued he's immune from those suits.
The question is whether the court will adopt this position as well. It's a difficult situation because we do recognize that presidents have a very robust freedom of speech. On the other hand, the court is being asked to draw the line that there's a point where you have a president who's engaged in inciting violence. He's no longer protected by his duties.
President Biden says he's willing to sign a Republican resolution that blocks a new District of Columbia crime law.
The White House says the president viewed the D.C. law as unacceptable.
Lowering penalties for carjacking? He doesn't believe that's going to keep our community safe.
Still, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insists.
The president still thinks that D.C. should become the 51st state.
Statehood advocates are furious at Mr. Biden. Statehood opponents say the episode proves their case, that the D.C. Council should not be given the power of a state legislature. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Conservative opponents say drag shows contribute to the sexualization or grooming of children. Now Republicans have completed action in one state, as we hear from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Drag shows in Tennessee are banned from taking place in public or in front of children after the signing of a bill into law by Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee. It also threatens performers with a misdemeanor charge or a felony if it's a repeat offense. Other states are considering similar bills.
A SpaceX crew of four arrived today at the space station to begin a six-month mission. Trouble with a capsule docking hook slowed things down. They had to wait 65 feet away while ground controllers came up with a software fix. Just last month, the great jazz saxophonist Wayne Shorter won his 12th Grammy Award. Now there's word the 89-year-old legend has died. Shorter played alongside some of the greats, from Miles Davis and Art Blakey to Santana and Steely Dan.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Today, President Biden awards the Medal of Honor to 83-year-old Vietnam vet Paris Davis, one of the first black officers to lead a special forces team in combat. Fans of a top Oscar contender have shelled out a bundle for some kooky movie memorabilia.
She appears to be in a universe where everyone has hot dogs instead of fingers.
Someone's paid $55,000 for the prosthetic hot dog hands in Everything Everywhere All at Once and that Elvis costume Jobu Tupaki wore.
Joy? Why do you look so stupid?
It sold for $60,000 at the A24 studio auction. The highest selling item.
Does raccoon sit on his head?
A puppet named Raccoony. It brought in $90,000. More than $500,000 in proceeds will be donated to nonprofits, including the Asian Mental Health Project. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.